following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Gospel Lens podcast with DJ Faith. I'm so excited to have you guys here with me while I dive into scripture and explore how God's truth shapes our lives. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Gospel Lens podcast. I'm really glad you're here today. We're going to dive into a topic that I think many of us can relate to, overcoming laziness as a Christian. I think one of the most annoying things you can be as a Christian is lazy, and I'll tell you why. It is nearly impossible to grow as a person or grow in your relationship with God if you're lazy. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you." If you're not drawing near because you're too lazy, you're not going to grow with him. How can we expect to grow closer to God if we're just sitting around doing nothing? It's like expecting to earn an A in class without even doing the work. So today, we're going to talk about what the Bible says about laziness, why it's a problem for us as Christians, and most importantly, how we can overcome it. First off, let's see what the Bible says about laziness. There are so many great verses in Proverbs that really highlight the importance of hard work. For example, Proverbs 10:4 says, "Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth." Now, while this can sound like it's all about money, it's also about the richness we find in our spiritual lives. When we don't put in the effort like praying, reading the Bible, or serving others, we miss out on the amazing things God has for us. Think about it like this. If you want to grow a garden, you can't just throw some seeds in the ground and expect flowers to bloom. You have to water them, pull out the weeds, and give them sunlight. Our faith works the same way. We have to actively cultivate it in order for it to grow. Another verse that stands out is Proverbs 6:6-8, where it says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise." Ants are such hard workers, as we know. They're always busy gathering food and preparing for the future. This is a great reminder for us. We should be proactive in our spiritual lives too. If we want to grow closer to God, we need to be like the ant and work hard at it. Let's not forget about Ecclesiastes 10:18, which states, "Through laziness, the rafters sag, because of idle hands, the house leaks." This verse really paints a picture of how laziness can lead to problems, not in just our everyday lives, but also in our spiritual journeys. If we're not actively building our faith, it's like leaving our house in disrepair. Over time, those little cracks can turn into big issues. We also see this idea in the parable of the talents found in Matthew 25:14-30. In this story, a master gives his servants different amounts of money, called talents, to invest while he's away. The servants who invest and grow their talents are praised, but the ones who bury their talents out of fear and laziness is reprimanded. This story teaches us that we need to be responsible with what God has given us, and it's not just about being busy. It's about being faithful with our gifts. So as we look at these verses, it's clear that scripture encourages us to be active, engaged, and diligent. God doesn't want us to be lazy. He wants us to grow and thrive in our faith. When we approach our spiritual life with effort, we not only grow personally, but also contribute to God's kingdom. Now that we've explored what scripture says about laziness, let's talk about why laziness can be considered a sin. At its core, laziness often reflects a heart issue. When we choose to be lazy, we might be saying, "God, I don't trust you enough to step out and take action." Laziness can lead to missed opportunities. Opportunities to help others, serve in our communities, or deepen our relationship with God. Every day, God places chances for us to make a difference in our lives and the lives of others. But when we let laziness take over, we might miss out on those blessings. Take a moment to think about the parable of the talents again. The servant who buried his talent acted out of fear and laziness, and he missed a chance to be part of his master's work. This is a powerful reminder for us. Each day, we have the opportunity to invest our time, talents, and energy into things that matter. When we're lazy, we miss out on being part of something bigger than ourselves. Another important thing is that laziness can create a negative cycle. The more we allow ourselves to be lazy, the harder it becomes to break that habit. It's like a snowball effect, starting small but growing bigger and bigger. The longer we wait to take action, the more daunting it seems. Let's also talk about how laziness can impact our relationships. When we're lazy in our faith, it can spill over into our relationship with others. We might not reach out to friends or family when they need support, or we might even neglect our own responsibilities. This doesn't just affect us. It affects those around us. When we let laziness control us, we might end up isolating ourselves, and that can be very, very lonely. Laziness can also lead to a spiritual decline. If we're not regularly engaging prayer, scripture reading, or fellowship with others, our passion for God can start to fade. Hebrews 10:24-25 encourages us to spur one another on toward love and good deeds. When we isolate ourselves and allow laziness to creep in, we miss out on the encouragement and accountability that comes from being part of a community. To sum it all up, laziness can hinder our relationship with God, prevent us from seizing opportunities, and negatively impact our relationship with others. Recognizing this can help us understand why overcoming laziness is essential for our spiritual growth. Now, let's explore the impact of laziness on our spiritual lives. It's not just about what we're doing, but also about the attitudes we cultivate when we become lazy. When we let laziness take over, our excitement and passion for God can start to fade. Have you ever noticed how easy it is to skip church or miss a prayer time when you're feeling lazy? I know I definitely have. It's so tempting to think, I'll just do it later, but later often turns into never. Hebrews 10:25 warns us to not give up meeting together, and this is crucial. Being part of a community helps us stay motivated and engaged. When we isolate ourselves, it's easy to fall into lazy habits and forget about the importance of fellowship. Laziness can also affect our mindset. If we're constantly putting off our spiritual practices, we might begin to think that they aren't important. This can lead to a cycle of neglecting our faith, which can leave us feeling empty and unfulfilled. It's like trying to drive a car with an empty gas tank. You're not going to go anywhere. Let's also talk about how laziness can create feelings of guilt and shame. When we know we should be doing more, like praying, reading the Bible, or helping others, and we choose not to, it can weigh heavily on us. This feeling of guilt can sometimes push us further into laziness instead of motivating us to take action. It's a tricky cycle that can keep us stuck. Complacency is another big issue. When we become comfortable in our routines, we might stop seeking God in new ways. Our faith can become stagnant if we're not actively working to grow it. We need to remember that our relationship with God is dynamic and requires effort. It's like a plant that needs regular care. If we neglect it, it won't thrive. So what can we do about this? We can reflect on our spiritual journey and set goals for growth. Maybe that means trying new ways to pray, getting involved in church activities, or studying scripture more deeply. By actively seeking growth, we can break free from the grip of laziness. Finally, let's remember the importance of being diligent in our spiritual lives. Colossians 3:23-24 reminds us, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for our human masters." When we view our spiritual efforts as service to God, it can shift our mindset and help us overcome laziness. So how do we actually overcome laziness? Here are some tips that can help you tackle laziness in your spiritual life. Start with small, achievable goals. If you want to read the Bible more, aim for a chapter a day or even a few verses. When you reach these small goals, it builds your confidence and encourages you to keep going. Number 2, create a routine. Establish a routine that includes time for God. Whether it's morning devotions or evening prayers, having a set time helps make it a habit. For example, if you decide to pray right after breakfast or read a chapter before bed, it becomes part of your daily rhythm. Try to stick to the same time every day so it feels more natural. Number 3, find accountability. Share goals with a friend or a family member. Having someone to encourage you can make a big difference. You can check in with each other, pray together, and keep each other accountable. Number 4, remember your why. Think about why you want to overcome laziness. Is it to grow closer to God, to be a better friend or family member? When you have a clear reason, it becomes easier to push through those moments of laziness. Keep that why in your mind as motivation. Number 5, celebrate your progress. Acknowledge your achievements no matter how small. Celebrating your progress can keep you motivated. Treat yourself to something nice or even take a moment to thank God for the steps you've taken. When you recognize how far you've come, it encourages you to keep going. Use reminders. Set reminders for yourself, whether it's a note on your phone or sticky notes around your room. These can help you remember to pray, read scripture, or reach out to someone in need. Sometimes a little nudge is all we need to get started. Number 7, pray for help. Don't forget to pray about your laziness. Ask God to help you overcome it and give you motivation to seek Him more. Remember, we can't do it alone. We need God's strength to push through. 8, limit distractions. Identify things that distract you from focusing on your faith. Maybe it's social media, video games, or even TV. While these things can be fun, they shouldn't take priority over your relationship with God. Set boundaries for yourself, like limiting screen time so you have more time to pray or read. 9, mix it up. Sometimes laziness comes from boredom. If you find yourself getting tired of your usual routine, try mixing it up. listen to a podcast, watch a faith-based movie, or even read a book that challenges you spiritually. Keep your faith fresh and exciting. Number 10, surround yourself with positivity. Finally, surround yourself with people who inspire you. Spend time with friends who share your faith and encourage you to grow. Your passion can spark your own and help you keep motivated. By applying these tips, you can start to break the cycle of laziness and really engage with your faith. Remember, overcoming laziness isn't about being perfect. It's about making progress. By understanding what the Bible says, recognizing laziness as a heart issue, and taking practical steps, we can all overcome it. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to reflect on my experiences with laziness as a college student. I know this is a challenge that many of us face, especially while balancing classes, assignments, and social obligations. It's all too easy to slip into a mindset of procrastination, and I know I'm not alone in this struggle. Currently, I find myself in a position where I have access to valuable resources, supportive communities, and a great academic community. Yet, there are times when I catch myself thinking, I'll study tomorrow or I can just catch up later. That later often becomes never, and I realize this leads me to miss out on opportunities for learning and growth. As I mentioned earlier, Proverbs 10:4 reminds us that lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. This is a verse that serves as a wake-up call for me, urging me to actively engage with my responsibilities rather than just letting them slide. This semester, I felt overwhelmed and unmotivated at times. Instead of diving into my coursework, I often found myself drawn to distractions like binge-watching shows or scrolling through social media. Each time I delay my studies, I have a feeling of guilt creeping in. It becomes clear that I have a wealth of knowledge available to me, yet I'm not fully engaging with it. I also mentioned earlier that Ecclesiastes 10:18 says, "Through laziness, through after sag, because of idle hands, the house leaks." This is a reminder for me that neglecting my responsibilities can lead to a significant problem down the line. Recognizing this tendency has been a crucial step for me. I realized I need to shift my mindset and view my education as a privilege rather than just a requirement. This privilege change is vital. Ephesians 5:15-16 encourages us to be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Each moment spent procrastinating is a moment I'm not making the most of. To help with this, I've started setting small, achievable goals. Instead of tackling an entire textbook chapter in one sitting, I break it down into manageable sections, committing to read just a few pages each day. This approach makes the material feel less daunting and helps me rediscover the enjoyment of learning. In Philippians 4:13, we're reminded, "I can do all this through him who gives me strength." Each time I achieve these small goals, I'm reminded of the strength that comes with faith and determination. Laziness isn't just limited to academics. It also affects my approach to health and fitness. I often tell myself, "I'll go to the gym tomorrow," only to push that commitment aside repeatedly. I realize I tend to prioritize socializing over taking care of my physical health. When I shift my perspective to see my health as a blessing, my attitude changes. I begin to view workouts as opportunities to honor that gift of health. Corinthians 6:19-20 reminds us that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit and we should treat them with respect. Setting realistic fitness goals, like dedicating just 20 minutes to exercise a few times a week, helps me stay accountable. Inviting friends to join me makes it a more engaging experience and reinforcing the idea that we're meant to support one another in our journeys. Through these experiences, I learned that overcoming laziness is fundamentally about mindset. It involves recognizing the blessings in my life and taking proactive steps to engage with them. For anyone in college facing similar challenges, it's important to remember that it's never too late to shift your perspective and take those first steps. Embracing these opportunities can lead to significant personal growth and growth with God. Thank you so much for joining me today on this week's episode of The Gospel Lens. I hope you found it very helpful.